It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Today on Location.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to. A very exciting day coming to a fruition tonight in just a little while here in Orlando, Florida, where I'm coming to you live from the Amway Center and the site of where now 50,000 plus people have descended for what should be a historic rally. We get started right now, live from the Trump announcement.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I know that the soldiers, sailors, and airmen and Marines inside of CENTCOM are ready to respond to any threat that the Islamic of Iran should present to the United States. And we talked about each of those and how to make sure that we were in sync and how we would prepare those options for the President of the United States.
That's Secretary Pompeo, just a few miles from where we're actually at tonight. He was earlier in the day talking about how readiness is at its capacity to do whatever is necessary to do to keep America safe in the era of the Trump administration. And I'm glad that Secretary Pompeo, General Pompeo before that, is standing guard and watching carefully from CENTCOM. And it's exciting to understand that America has a different place in this world than it did 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we were apologizing for things we should have never apologized for. We were sending pallets of cash to people that should have never received them. And because of someone who sits in the White House every night worrying to death, planning up the wazoo and back as to how he can change it all, has been what's made a difference. And that's why we're here. That's why hundreds of thousands of people RSVP'd to come to Orlando, Florida. And sitting across the table from me now, and it's good to have him in person, last couple of times we've spoken, it was by phone, but none other than the son of the president, Eric Trump, rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Eric, thanks for making time and for coming out in this hot, kind of muggy afternoon. But what do you think of those 50,000 people sitting behind you on the grass?
Hey, Kevin, you can probably hear them behind me right now. It is absolutely incredible out here. You've got, as you said, probably 50,000 people out here, and people are chanting USA, USA, USA. And the patriotism that you see out here is incredible. People here love this country. They love the direction of this country. They love what's happening with this country. Our economy's on fire. You know, it's interesting. I was reading an article this morning. Europe is growing at 0.4%. America is growing at 4%. We are growing at 10 times the speed of Europe. We are beating the pants off of the entire world in terms of economic growth, in terms of military might. We're respected again. We're not getting totally beaten up and used by China, by Mexico, by everybody else. We're bringing jobs back. We finally have a cheerleader as commander-in-chief. We're paying less in taxes as a country. You know, we have less regulation. Businesses coming back. Consumer confidence is at an all-time high. We finally have a military again, right? I mean, under last administration, Kevin, you know this better than anybody, they were going to literally museums to borrow parts of museum airplanes to get our F-16s and other fighter planes airborne. Now, every day you see another F-35 coming off the line. I mean, our country is back. We're respected again. We're great economically again. We've got the lowest unemployment in the history of our nation. Wages are growing. My father has done everything he said he was going to do, and that's why people support him.
Right. Well, I think he has certainly has done everything that was within his power to do. In fact, I was on a conference call last night with Senator Graham, and he was recounting all of the things that your dad has kind of had to go alone on. For instance, deregulation. There weren't any Democrats that were going to vote to deregulate anything, so he had to do it, undoing the executive orders one by one from the Obama administration that assaulted small business. When he was able to get his Republican allies in the Congress to work with him, he got tax reform done. He's taken a swipe at immigration reform several times and had varying degrees of success. But it's a mandate, is it not, Eric, for us to not only get out and get him reelected, but to give him the partners he needs in the House of Representatives to get the final few things on the agenda over the finish line.
There's no question about it. I mean, if you look at the amount of fights that he's taken on by himself and won, It's incredible. I mean, look at the southern border, for instance. Right, that is such an easy problem for us to solve. It would take, he always jokes that it would take 10 minutes. I actually think it might take less than 10 minutes, right? I mean, you build a wall, you fix the legal immigration system, you make the illegal, you know, situation much worse. Right, you can fix immigration very simply. No one on the other side wants to do a damn thing about it. They don't want to help at all. So guess what? He has to use other means. He has to use Mexico. He has to use a lot of other means that he has at his disposal.
Right.
But they just make his life incredibly difficult by not wanting to do anything. But despite that, he battles through. The man's incredible, Kevin. He doesn't stop.
He's a jackhammer. He never sleeps and he never...
That's the guy I always told you. I mean, how many times did you and I speak running up to the election? That's the guy I told you you were going to get. The guy is an absolute animal. He never stops. He'll never, ever stop fighting. He's the one guy in this country that did not need this damn job. I mean, he didn't. And he took it on because the country was going to hell. I mean, he's asking for $5 billion for a border wall. Yet Biden and Obama gave $150 billion to a country that hates our guts. They gave $150 billion to Iran, which right now is putting mines on the side of oil tankers and blowing them up.
Right.
But he can't get $5 billion to keep our nation secure on our southern border. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. This is what he's up against. He's up against a corrupt media. He's up against career politicians. Hey, I'm no spring chicken, but Biden was in the Senate longer than I've been alive, if you can believe that, right? And then Kevin, he blames the problems of this nation on my father. I mean, joke, right? I mean, this guy was in the Senate for 36 years. He was vice president for 8 years, and he blames the problems on my father, a guy who came out of real estate about 3 years ago. I mean, it's an absolute joke. These politicians are an absolute joke.
Let's talk about your dad's use of strategy, because if there's been one thing that everyone has underestimated him on, it's... oftentimes what they think he's doing is the opposite of what he actually gets done, and they all react to the pump fake when he's actually setting someone up to make a behind the back pass. Let's talk about Mexico for example. It was Senator Graham's opinion on a call that I was on last night that because your dad has been as tough as he has with China and saying we're not going to compromise on this, that it caused Mexico, when he threatened those tariffs, to immediately come to the table and say, okay, you've got our attention. Talk about the multilateral strategies that he's got in play with Iran and North Korea and Russia, etc.
Sure. Well, he's going to make damn sure that Iran doesn't get a bomb because they're a country that does not like us, right? And they've never liked
or
us.
Or our allies.
They've never wanted anything good for us. And you know, you have Biden that goes out a couple weeks ago and says that, you know, China is a very nice nation and they are no competitor to the United States. Yet every single day they're sending another fighter plane off the line. They're sending, you know, they're launching another warship. They're taking another island in, you know, the South China Sea. They're, you know, stealing our intellectual property. Every year they steal $1 trillion worth of U.S. intellectual property. There's also another $800 billion of trade deficit with China. And you know, Biden's out there saying that they're, you know, nice, wonderful people who only want the best for the United States and are not competitors of the U.S. And I mean, anybody who says that just has bad judgment. No different than anybody who would give $150 billion to Iran.
Well, he also doesn't bring up the fact that China has given his son a small amount of wealth in contracts, etc. I mean, the corruption double standard there is incredible.
Kevin, could you imagine if I got $1.5 billion from China? Or by the way, there's a lot of other stories on that family, some of which I won't even get into. But
right.
Could you imagine if, you know, I got thrown out of the Navy?
Yeah.
Or
right? Oh my goodness!
Could you imagine what they like? The media doesn't even talk about these stories. They don't even mention it. I mean, the hypocrisy of the whole thing is incredible. And you know what? Americans are really smart, and they read through the garbage, and they see the fake media, and they see how we're all attacked every single day. And listen, my father's done this for all the right reasons. As I said to you before, he's the one guy that did not need this job. But
right.
He saw America going down the tube. He saw us losing at everything we were doing. And you know what? It's amazing. 3 years later, we're winning at absolutely everything. And that's why you see 50,000 people behind us. That's why you see patriotism in this country like you've never seen before. People are they're carrying the American flag as they're going into the arena. They're proud of our country. They're proud that we're the greatest superpower in the history of the world, and we're going to remain that way because somebody's fighting for them and somebody's fighting for this country again.
Agree
under
more.
Under past administrations, Kevin, it wasn't going to stay that way.
Couldn't agree more. And Eric, you've been so kind with your time and thankful to get updates from you. Thanks for stopping by today on this historic day. Best wishes to you, Dad, the whole family. It's going to be a historic night, and we're going to be there cheering you on.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kevin. We look forward to speaking to you soon.
All right. Eric Trump live from Orlando as we carry on. We've got a stellar all-access pass to behind the scenes at the Trump rally tonight. And let me just say thank you to Kayleigh McEnany and the Trump campaign for inviting me. I'm one of the very few local shows in all of America that was invited, but honored to be here. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have some pretty heavy rain moving through parts of northern and central New Jersey at this hour, and the traffic map is reflecting that in a very big way. Parkway, a lot of brake lights on the southbound side. Once you're south of 145, pretty much right down and across the Driscoll Bridge and down towards exit 117. Not bumper to bumper in every place, but definitely a lot of bumper to bumper along the way. Northbound, we're slow. Union Tunnel is on up towards exit 150. Turnpike, both spurs jammed up southbound. 18W to 15E on the western spur. 16E to 15X on that southbound eastern spur. And we're looking at delays across the Hudson this evening. Going back to New Jersey to Holland is a 30-minute delay. About 10 to 15 on the citybound side. Lincoln Tunnel back to New Jersey, that is about a 10 to 15-minute delay. And 5 to 10 on the citybound side. George Washington Bridge moving well. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, generally slow from the 90s up to the GW Bridge. Southbound slows to the 150s down into the 70s. That's all because of a crash. So either way you go, Riverside Drive, not perfect, but better. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hey, Kevin McCullough, it was kind of a, I don't know, an iffy kind of start to the day today because I was sensing that there were germs all around me, and I'm not a germ guy. I don't like them. I don't want to be anywhere near them. So in that reality, I was glad to be able to pull out of my pocket a Durasan Handy Wipe, which is completely sanitary, but it has no alcohol. It's safe, effective, alcohol-free, and it helps keep my hands clean and sanitized for up to the next 24 hours. Durasan makes products that come in bottles, wipes, foamers, and sprays and are perfect for everyday use. In fact, we use their antimicrobial hand soap in the station here at AM 970. So if you and AM 570. So if you have not tried them, please do. And guess what? If you're a Kevin McCullough listener, they're going to give you 20% off just for mentioning my name or the show. So call them today, 844-DURASAN, 844-D-U-R-I-S-A-N. If you want that safer, more effective, and longer-lasting hand sanitizer wipe that's just perfect, you can use it on kids, you can use it on surfaces. It will not create a toxic environment anywhere that you use it, but it will sanitize. 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. That's 844-387-4726. Or go to 3w.durasan.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, TheAnswer.com.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come.
Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We do continue now from Orlando live as we are counting down the minutes till President Trump steps on the stage. This is going to be an historic night, partly because there are tens of thousands of people that have already showed up, that have already gotten in line, they're already wanting in, and there's only going to be a few of them that are going to get a seat. But one of them that I think is going to have a seat is now sitting with us at the Kevin McCullough radio table. Mike Lindell, America's favorite entrepreneur, is back with us. Mike, it's so good to see you. You see with your own eyes the 50,000 people sitting here on the lawn. They've been sitting here through sweaty sunshine, a little bit of muggy rain this afternoon, and there's only one thing on their mind, and that is to help President Trump announce his reelection this afternoon. What are your thoughts as you've stepped into the mayhem here?
I just see total joy. It's just amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And Kevin, you think back to 2016, we were together and we all went in with faith. We had faith. And now to look at these people, all the people, and say, we're all just, all of us out here are just going, look what happened. We were right. We were right, Kevin.
Well, you know what's interesting? And I'm sitting right across the table from our colleague, Sebastian Gorka, and my boss, Phil Boyce, is here. And I was just thinking back to our trip in Israel, Mike, and you and I were talking about, that was about a year before the 16 election, and we were talking about why America was at a unique crossroads that really needed maybe more of a CEO than a politician to be the president. Explain what you meant by that, and what was it about Trump in that time that you saw coming of age?
Well, you know, for me, it was not only the fact that I was a CEO, but also, Kevin, I was an ex-crack addict, so I was, it was like somebody coming out of a coma after my years of cocaine and crack addiction. I'm going, you know, just a few years earlier, where all of a sudden I'm going, remember I asked you, I said, Kevin, what's a liberal, what's a conservative, what's a,
right.
what's a Republican, what's a Democrat? And I thought, you know what we need is common sense, and I was just... And what, you know, let's try something different. I'll tell you what, the same input over and over again always gets the same output. And I think America, you know, the USA has been stuck in it for 50 years and even longer at different, where now this is a revival. This is a spiritual revival. It's a of our democracy. It's a revival. I mean, November 8, 2016, God gave us grace and gave us another chance to get people, to save people, and to save this country.
One of the things that he has focused on a great deal in his time in office is helping people that you care about, and that's those that are impacted by the opioid crisis. How big of a difference has it been that the president came in and got that legislation done and started talking to private sector people like yourself about what we should be doing by way of solving this dreadful crisis?
Right. Well, that's been right in my wheelhouse. And, all the other things, the unemployment, the high stock market, those are huge bonuses. But you're right, Kevin. One of the biggest problems in our country is the opiate epidemic. And I was there when he signed that bill. So many things plug right into what I'm doing and a lot of people in the private sector, where I'm helping the addiction. My recovery network, my own Lindale Recovery Network, is coming out in a couple short months. And then you're going to see just a huge, huge hope. It's going to give, right now, the president gave us hope. And I'll tell you what, we're going to beat this as fast as it came on. It's going to be gone even faster. And I really believe that. I think that, you know, they did a, all the, my, my the friends that I have, everybody knows someone that's died from opiates now. But now there is hope. Before, we had no hope. The hope is there, and the help is there. And the help, you're going to see so much help, because so many people have gotten involved now because of this president. Because of our amazing
and
president.
What's amazing is the 24 people on the other side are acting like this isn't even a problem. They're acting like the problem doesn't even exist. I haven't heard a single one of them take on the issue. And you would think specifically about cities where you have high Democratic populations and people that vote Democratic. You know that those are some of the places where the addiction is the worst, especially in our inner cities. So I would think that they would all have plans to address this, but not a single one of them do, Mike Lindell.
Right, and you know why they don't? Because they have nothing to run on. I mean, everything else has been addressed. They don't want to get the word out that actually we're helping that too. But I'll tell you, Kevin, you mark my words, I'm going to spend the next year and a half. Every single person in this country is going to know what the president's doing for the inner city and for addiction and for the opiate crisis. That word is going to get out there. I got a big mouth, Kevin, and I'm going to get the word out.
Oh, Mike Lindell, I love your big mouth because it is a joy to have you as an American, just living the American experience. And if people haven't heard your story, go to MyPillow.com, go to MichaelJLindell.com, look up Google Mike's video of his story that was produced a couple of years ago in his home state of Minnesota. It is really inspiring stuff. Mike, real quickly, as a CEO, obviously the president's a CEO. He's had an agenda. He's had things that, he's budgeted and he wants to get done and so forth. He's gotten 87 of his promises kept. What do you think is the one or two major things he has to take on as the major initiative in the 2020 cycle?
Well, you just named it, the opiate crisis, and you tie that together with the wall. I mean, the drugs coming across, I 100%, these drugs, they need to be stopped. That wall, you will stop them. You need to enforce that. We're not even talking about the illegal. We're talking about the drugs and the opiate crisis. And that's one huge thing. And the wall, obviously the wall goes in, with the illegals too and everything going on there. But I think that's one huge issue. And then there's nothing, all the other promises are either started. All of them have either been finished in spite of all the pushback and negativity and get every day getting attacked, from the economy. Everything is so good. But you know what? We were in bad straits for so long. I think people are going, so many people are happy. That's what I worry about, Kevin, is that people become complacent that voted.
No, and what's proof that they're not going to, Mike? Everybody sitting behind you in that field right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You add up all of the Democratic appearances in 2019 in the state of Florida. I don't think all of their campaigns together put as many people as are sitting right behind you right now in the field right outside Amway Center.
Absolutely.
Mike Lindell, a pleasure to have you.
We can't get complacent. God bless you, Kevin.
Got to stay fired up. Mike Lindell, live from the Amway Center. The Trump announcement rally continues on Kevin McCullough.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have 71 degrees. We still have rain on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, New York City police are investigating what may have been a very sick practical joke involving a fake dead baby. This gentleman, Richard Luthner, wonders why first responders didn't realize the infant wasn't real a lot sooner than they did.
How did it take so long to find out that that was a fake baby? And who would do such a thing? That's a very disgusting, sick, practical joke, if it was one.
Around 7:30 this morning, a large NYPD presence could be seen outside of a park in Bayside, Queens, near 215th Street and 35th Avenue. Police sources indicate that what looked like a baby, complete with fake blood and blue skin, turned out to be a doll or prop once the medical examiner arrived. Celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti is scheduled to go to trial this fall in New York City over charges of extorting Nike. James Flippin has more.
November 12th, set as the trial date by a Manhattan federal judge as Avenatti has been accused of trying to extort the shoe and apparel company Nike for over $20 million, tied into an alleged scandal he threatened to uncover involving paying college athletes. Avenatti maintains his innocence and says he won't accept any plea deal. Meanwhile, a separate case in which he's accused of stealing from his former client, adult film star Stormy Daniels, that also had a court hearing, which was postponed until July 23rd. Avenatti's attorneys are trying to get that matter moved to California. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. They're hoping to at the stadium tonight. Mets are in Atlanta to take on the Braves. As they take a look at the traffic world tonight, well, it's raining hard in New Jersey, and we're seeing a lot of delays on the parkway, basically from the Driscoll Bridge up into Bergen County and along 287 from Bridgewater right down into the Edison area, and that's it. Rain, rain, rain tonight. Showers, thunderstorms likely, low 67. Clouds tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high of 78. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We're still live in Orlando at the site of the Trump rally. And you know who's here? here? Mike Lindell. He's wandering around, laughing, shaking hands, telling people how much they love President Trump yet, even if they don't know it. And he's offered a very special premium offer just for you listening today, just for our special broadcast. It is a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And this offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-651-0798. Now, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillows, I've had a different experience. I have gotten deeper sleep. I've gotten to sleep faster. I've stayed asleep longer. I've gotten better rest through the sleep that I get. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. You know all of that. But do you are you using it yet? If not, why not? It keeps its shape, stays cool all night. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums right now for $69.98, only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it only comes when you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we continue from the Orlando announcement venue of the president's reelection bid, in which we are minute by minute getting closer. And of course, throughout the day, it has been a real mix of things. It started out very mild this morning. Then it was really hot for a while, nice and muggy. In fact, when I took my first trip through the security and getting over to the facility, I came back drenched as though I had been working out in my suit. It is currently, as you can hear in the background, now thundering down an afternoon shower, of which we anticipate this will leave, and before the president takes the stage, it will be calm once again, which is often the case here in Orlando, according to my big boss, Phil Boyce, who has a residence down here. Anyway, sitting across the table from us now is the chief White House correspondent for an organization called OANN, One America News Now. And Emerald Robinson, it's good to have you. I started following you on Twitter a little bit ago. I love your work. One of the things that I've been very kind of interested to observe is that in the latter portion of the Obama era, there was a real push for more conservative voices in the news space. And now you work for one of those networks. And I'm just curious, how has the Trump presidency shaped your job and the formation of additional news networks?
Yeah, no, that's really interesting, Kevin, and you're absolutely right. There was a hunger for it. And so when President Trump won the election, which the polls and the Washington elite said would not happen, but if you'd actually talk to the American people on the ground in the Midwest or Appalachia, where I'm from, you would know that they were hungry for change. You would know what they had experienced over the last decade. Know that President Trump was possible. And then in talking about how that bled into the media, it legitimized those voices. Whereas before they had been fringe, they had been left out of the conversation, people realized, wait, that is the silent majority, and there are people hungry for that, and there's a medium for it.
Well, and I think that one of the things that the pollsters did not pay attention to in 2016 was the actual energy on the ground. You just made reference to that. But, you know, I traveled to Cleveland for the convention. I covered it for Salem, and I saw something there. Well, I stayed 25 miles outside the city and had to Uber in each day, and I'd ask my Uber driver, what's that place over there? Oh, that's a... That's a factory that used to make refrigerators. Yep. They don't operate anymore. What's that over there? That's an old car factory. They're not operating anymore. And I started to get the feeling that nobody had been listening to these Rust Belt blue-collar workers and what they really were needing, except for the guy that was the billionaire from Manhattan, which was kind of like, you know, opposite kind of intuition. And yet he connected with them in a way that was magical.
Yeah, it's very interesting that it took someone like Donald Trump from New York City to understand what was happening in the heartland and in those former factory towns or where I'm from, coal mining towns. And actually, I'm reading a very interesting book right now, Kevin. It's called Dreamland. I believe the author is Sam Quiñones. And there's all these different facets. You can read Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance. You can read Dreamland, the book I'm currently reading, and see that this had been coming for a long time.
Right.
This was not a last. This wasn't even an Obama era. Phenomenon.
No, it was the globalism versus Americanism that was really being... Yeah.
And it's been decades, and it's played itself out in the opioid crisis. It's played itself out in unemployed Americans. It's played itself out in the loss of manufacturing jobs. And it's interesting that it took someone from New York, a man who, you know, grew up very different from these people, to recognize that this was the problem that was deteriorating the fabric of America, and talk about what policies need to change in order to bring those back.
And not only to talk about it, but then to actually, through basically the will of his own determination, make it happen. I mean, I was on a conference call with Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday, and it was very interesting. He pointed out that Trump did all the deregulation basically with his own pen. Trump and the Republicans have pushed through more judges than anybody ever thought they would get in two terms, much less 2.5 years. They had major tax reform that basically came down to Republicans only getting involved. But where the president had the ability to exercise his ideas and to put them into place, he's been successful. And that, I think, makes the argument then, not only should he win re-election in 2020, but now there's a really good need to take the House back.
Yeah, there's a need to take the House back, but also what we saw for the first, you know, the first part of his presidency is that, yes, Republicans were on board with certain things, but they maybe were not as bold as the president was. So the question is, if they take it back, are they more bold in taking it back and really behind the president and promoting his agenda and his policy, be it controversial, be it push? You're going to see pushback from Democrats. You're going to see pushback in the media. You're going to see that. And it's a tough stance to take because it's a firing squad. And while they got a lot of stuff done when they had control of the House, a lot of people do feel that they could have done more. I think the president feels like they could have done more. So it'll be, you know, if they win back the House, then in a second term, a lot of people said there could be a lot of legacy. This could really, truly be legacy in the last 4 years having that.
You got to give him the people that will actually work with him and not Republicans who are just going to be there to hold the spots. Anyway, Emerald Robinson, great work on One America News Now. Check her out there. She's the senior White House correspondent for the network. And thanks for being with us here in Orlando on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. So I got to tell you the creepiest story while I was in line today to get on the plane to come to Orlando. A guy behind me, I kid you not. And you could almost, I didn't want to look because I didn't want to know, but you could feel the three-dimensional depth of his upper respiratory congestion. And what all that went through my head was Dr. Douglas Howard saying, Kev, remember, the germ theory doesn't matter if your immune system is high. That's why I was glad I'd taken 10 fruits and 10 veggies of balance of nature, because I knew that I was going to withstand whatever the onslaught of was behind me. And in fact, I've pulled a very long day, had very little sleep. Not going to sleep much in the next 24 hours because I got to be back in New York tomorrow for another big day of broadcasts. And I'm going to just power through with fruits and veggies like I always do. Friends, if you're not protecting your immune system by taking the power of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables, you got to get started now. And I've got a better reason for you to do it. You're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. So call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the discount code, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My privilege to be in partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. They're on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your convictions and your First Amendment rights every day. Bob Trent has more with this week's Freedom Minute.
Since 1973, when the Supreme Court declared abortion a constitutional right, the nation has been embroiled in the repercussions of what this ruling means for pro-life speech, taxpayer-funded abortions, freedom of conscience for doctors and nurses, and more. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. In the decades since Roe v. Wade, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending sidewalk counselors, pro-life university students, pregnancy centers, medical professionals, and churches, all of whom have landed in the line of fire as religious convictions conflict with the pro-abortion lobby. Recent abortion extremism in states like New York and Virginia have escalated the debate even further. Would you help us to protect your freedom to defend life at all ages and at any stage? Visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles pro bono for the people that are attacked, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Everywhere I go, I change it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough continuing our live coverage of the announcement of the president for re-election live from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. Actually, we're all over the place because there's a broadcast location in the spillover area that's on the lawn. Now, you got to understand, it's like 185,000 degrees in Orlando today, and there are 50,000 people on the lawn getting ready for tonight's rally. One of them happens to be the nephew of the vice president, John Pence, now joining me at Kevin McCullough Radio. John, welcome. So glad to have you. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, thanks for having me. It's a great day in Orlando.
As I was walking the grounds with my boss, Phil Boyce, before I went on the air, we were noting that with these events, there is a certain degree of energy and electricity. Not trying to put words in your mouth, how would you describe what you're experiencing today?
Well, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of people that, as of last night and the night before, were waiting in tents in this extreme heat and rain down here in Florida to hear a politician. Now, to me, that doesn't make much sense if you just think of it like that, but this really is a movement in support of President Trump and an agenda to put America first, and just couldn't be more proud to be part of that team, and also all the people here, the energy is electric.
Yeah, it totally is. And it's going to be kind of an interesting dynamic because I was asked by my boss just moments ago. I said, Kev, if Kamala Harris was hosting a rally here tonight, how many do you think she have? And I just kind of pulled a number out of my head and said, I don't know, maybe 300. And I think you could probably add up all of the Democratic attendees to Florida events that they've had in 2019 so far and add them together. And they won't be as many as what you're going to probably see here tonight. We're speaking with John Pence, the nephew of the vice president. And John, I know that in reading your Twitter feed, we within the Salem talk show host world yesterday just had a private conference call with the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham. And he is very, very burdened about the situation going on in Venezuela right now. Why is it important that Donald Trump be president as it pertains to the Venezuelan problem, as opposed to, say, a Bernie Sanders or a Joe Biden?
Well, look at what Bernie Sanders has done in Latin America. He's kissed the ring of dictators for decades in Ortega and Nicaragua. And he's, you know, played nice with Chavez of Venezuela. But President Trump's going to stand up for freedom and democracy. And that's exactly what he's doing in Venezuela. And it's making a difference because the people of Venezuela also want freedom and democracy. They have an interim president that's, you know, been something pursuant to their own constitution. And President Trump, Vice President Pence have been very vocal about supporting the people in their quest for freedom and democracy down in Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you, why are you so passionate about this particular issue?
Sure. So I've lived in Latin America. I speak Spanish fluently. So I've been going out and getting on radio and getting on TV and saying, hey, America first doesn't mean America alone. And when our neighbors in Latin America suffer, we too suffer here on the crisis at our border. Those caravans, some of which have been funded by a dictator down in Venezuela, you know, it's interconnected. When it happens in our backyard, we better pay attention.
I couldn't agree with you more. John, what other issues besides, you're a millennial, I'm assuming, in your age range, what other issues are important to your voting demographic in the 2020 election? What are people looking for by way of who they're going to send to the White House in 2020?
Well, we want to have our own money in our pocket. You know, I think there's this misconception about we want free things. I think we just want good opportunities and good jobs as we start families and kind of, you know, plan our roots down in different communities. So, you know, having that personal economy and freedom to grow and pursue the American dream is something I deeply care about.
Yeah. Do me one favor, because we're heard in New York City, and there's a lot of Spanish-speaking folks in New York. What is your opinion as to what President Trump's vision for the Latino American community for the next 4 years, should he be reelected? And answer me in Spanish.
Sure. Yo diría que la visión que tiene nuestro presidente Trump es la misma visión que tiene por todos los ciudadanos estadounidenses. Es decir, que estamos con ustedes, queremos una economía fuerte, seguridad y prosperidad para todos, y no les importa que eres un hispanohablante o lo que sea.
I understood prosper.
It's a vision for everyone, and the same vision that applies for prosperity and security. For a Spanish speaker or otherwise, it's the same vision he wants for all Americans.
No, I think that's well said. And if we are successful in staying with Venezuela for a second, I think that has very positive ramifications for Iran and for North Korea and for Russia. And I don't know what kind of foreign policy wonk you may or may not profess to be, but I think dealing with Maduro in a firm way will send a positive message to other thugs across the world.
Sure. I think we stand up to what's right, and we stand up against what's wrong, and that's what President Trump's doing. He's showing what American leadership looks like at home and abroad.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see as we move closer into. I mean, we've got a number of months to go, and there were 135,000 RSVPs for today's event in Orlando. Is there any chance at all that you anticipate that this energy is going to in some way subside between now and Election Day?
No, not at all. And I've been looking at RSVP numbers, and I've been going to over hundreds and hundreds of rallies. the enthusiasm and energy and support by the American people for President Trump is just continuing to skyrocket up. And that's why it's so exciting as we head into 2020. You know, let's win even bigger than we did in 2016.
I think we're going to do that. I actually was on the record a few weeks ago as saying that I think he's got 34 to 38 states minimum within reach. And we'll see. I've held that belief for a while, but as I continue to see the turnout in places like Wisconsin and in Michigan, two big states that he needs to win again in 2020, and then, of course, there is no path to the White House for a Republican that doesn't include Florida. So this is obviously a key state, but a state that did well for Republicans in 2018, so I think there's reason to be hopeful here as well.
100%. Now we got President Trump on the ballot, which, you know, it's going to serve us even better.
One of the things that they're going to be voting on here, too, is should they let non-citizens vote in the Florida elections. And I'm curious as to you, to your thoughts, and particularly how Latin American legal citizens of America would view such a measure being put on a state ballot.
No, I haven't really thought about that, you know, what that would mean. And but I can tell you that Latin Americans... I was talking, actually, I did Spanish radio yesterday, and a lot of people from Latin America are Republicans, or as someone who speaks Spanish and is Latin American himself, Puerto Rican, says they're either Republican or they're confused. That we, as a party, Republican, limited government, freedom-loving, and care about the rule of law and family, I think that message is bodes well for all communities and you know throughout Latin America.
Well, I'm interested to see what the president's going to say tonight. I don't think there's any real mystery that he's going to announce that he wants to be president for another 4 years, and he's certainly going to make a lot of people happy when he does that. And as the crowds continue to just pour in, I mean, and they're coming from all over. I mean, my flight down today from the very liberal tri-state region, from the very liberal state of New Jersey, Newark Airport, I had six to a dozen people on my plane wearing Make America Great Again hats. And that's pretty bold up where we are normally. So we'll have to wait and see. John, great to meet you. Thanks for stopping by. And best wishes as you work hard to help our country understand their choices in 2020.
Thank you. And thanks for the opportunity to share the excitement here in Florida.
Absolutely. And let's get you back soon to talk about Venezuela in more depth, because I'd really love to talk a little bit more about that and find out how we can best be of help to Senator Graham, to you, to the president, and ultimately to the people of Venezuela.
Absolutely. Me encantaría. I'd love that.
All right. It's Kevin McCullough. We've got a lot to get to yet. It's going to be a very busy day. Hope that you're with us for all of it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-712-5700. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-712-5700. That's 1-800-712-5700. 1-800-712-5700.
Hi, Sage here. Now, you've heard me talk about how much I value my partnership with Prison Fellowship. Well, last month, I asked you to help us send 195 kids to an Angel Tree camp. you know, the prison fellowship program that gets at-risk boys and girls out into the fresh air and into Christ-centered activities for an entire week for just $200 per child. Because of your generosity, we are sending not 195 kids, but over 300 children to camp. These are kids with a mom or dad or both in prison, and all too often victims themselves of their parents' crimes. Prison Fellowship helps these children feel loved and remembered and keeps them in touch with their parents. You made a difference that will change their lives. Think about that for a moment. Go to my website, LarryElder.com, and click on the banner to find out more about how you can be involved with Prison Fellowship.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And this kickoff rally in Orlando is really just the beginning of the coverage for Kevin McCullough Radio. Our intention is to give you unparalleled access to the election all the way through and to keep you motivated, to keep you engaged, to help you understand the issues that are at stake. I want to thank everyone who stopped by and spent some time with us today. And friends, we've got a bunch of the broadcasts that never made air. We're going to put it all together in one behind-the-scenes feature podcast that you're going to be able to hear. But I want to thank Eric and Laura Trump. I want to thank Mike Lindell. I want to thank Corey Lewandowski and Liz Harrington and Emerald Robinson and John Pence and others that were willing to talk to us. Dr. Gina wanted to come by, but she's with us every Monday. Kaylee McEnany wanted to stop in. She's with us every Friday. We're amongst friends, which you don't always, if you're conservative, you don't always feel that way walking the streets of Manhattan. But that's okay. I'm a missionary in a place that's foreign in terms of how I think, so I don't mind that at all. But I do want to focus on something, because in the last few minutes, as has been the case kind of throughout the day today, there are more and more and more people strolling past our broadcast station that are headed into the building, that are headed to the big lawn outside the arena. Dozens and dozens in every crush that are just passing us by. What on earth is constituting, is motivating, is driving 135,000 people to descend on a 20,000 person basketball arena in the center of humid Orlando, Florida tonight? Might it just be that these folks still feel underrepresented in the media? Might it just be that they still feel on the outside looking in? Might it just be that 4 years ago someone said, "Give me a chance and I'll try to show you what I'll do," and 3 years later, that person has fulfilled a lot of those promises? Might it just be that at the end of this very interesting night, that history will be made and that President Trump will be well on his way to being reelected, not by a small margin? I don't know. I can't foresee the future. But I see the energy of the people that have driven hours and hours and flown hours and hours to get here. Friends, the media may be ignoring it, but that doesn't make it not real. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you back in studio tomorrow on Kevin McCullough Radio.